Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're so excited to welcome Matt Adams for the first time in 2024, a longtime golf insider from the Golf Channel and his own Fairways of Life. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm good. So how about that? Can the Masters give golf the boost it's looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny in this world of golf we're in right now, because there are layers of contrast, a dichotomy that exists, in that when we talk about golf in general and whether the game itself needs a boost, the game of golf has never been stronger than it is right now, and that's at what I call the 99.99% level. That's the people who actually pay for the game of golf. Tee sheets are full. The Masters, generally, for most people that are golf fans, represents the start of the golf season, even if it's a sweater or a jacket that one needs out on the golf course and getting the season underway. At its highest competitive tours, however, it continues to be in conflict with each other. We're told that the PGA Tour and that the public investment fund that owns LIV Golf are continuing in their negotiations. As yet, there hasn't been any breakthroughs that have been announced or rumored behind the scenes. So as a result, there's been a dilution of the top talent. People of the nature of Jon Rahm and Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed and Sergio Garcia, I could go on, many of whom are major champions, many of whom are Masters champions, have gone to LIV, while the PGA Tour has taken on a schedule where they have the signature events, which are designed to be heightened events, a heightened purse to deliver the big stars to the games. People of the nature of Scottie Scheffler, of course, who won a signature event at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and then the very next week won the Players, and then the week after that at a non-signature event ended up finishing second. Well, those non-signature events, in contrast, as a result, have not had fields that have engaged the curiosity of the viewing public. Mm-hmm. So as a result, you've seen a dip in the television viewership. You have even at the signature level, I think, compared to what they were expecting. So this contrast continues. LIV still is not getting huge ratings with their television either, just because people are still getting used to this new league, the combination of which says to golf, you know what? I think people are fatigued with the discussion of PGA Tour versus LIV, the way that has impacted how, when, and where they consume their golf. So then we have the Masters. And though rain-soaked and a recent announcement from Augusta National in the overnight hours said that play will not start this morning before 9 a.m., and the window that we're looking at right now, because it is raining quite hard as we speak, it looks like, to my eye, they won't get anything started until at least 11 o'clock a.m., maybe noontime. We'll see what the official announcement is. All they're saying right now is it's delayed and it won't start before 9. But what has happened with this bizarre world that we're living in at its highest competitive levels is that it's made the majors more important. And it's hard to fathom that when you just heard what I laid out to you, but it's the one place where the whole world of golf comes back together again. And when you look at the four majors, many people will tell you because of its timing, because of the long wait from major to major, from the Open to the Masters, this one comes with a whole variety of different reasons, not the least of which I'd mentioned the start of spring. This is the major that gets most people fired up. And as a result, we've got the golf world fired up where they're all together. So it's those combination of things that have made this Masters in 2024 stand alone.
It's been almost 11 months, or I guess 10 to 11 months, since that whole bombshell announcement about the merger. And as you point out, there's still been no official structure and no follow-up announcement. How convinced are you it's actually going to move forward?
Well, the difference between what's happened in that 11 months, though, is that when the discussion started with the PGA Tour talking about coming together, merging with the Public Investment Fund in terms of investors in what is a new entity, it's a for-profit entity, and the PGA Tour at large is not a for-profit entity. So there's two different components. So that discussion prompted investors to step up, and these are people that are sports team owners of various ilk.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Fenway Sports Group, which is the leading investing manager, if you please, of this group. They're called the Strategic Sports Group now. They, of course, own Liverpool Football Club in the Premier League. They own the Pittsburgh Penguins. They own the Boston Red Sox. You've got the likes of Arthur Blanks, who owns the Atlanta Falcons. You've got the likes of Steve Cohen and his brother, who own the Mets, et cetera, et cetera. So they came together and said to the PGA Tour, you know what, we'd like a piece of the action. If you're out peddling, which they weren't, they were just announcing they were in discussions with FIP. But if you're out peddling a new entity, we'd like to invest in golf. We think that there's potential for profit in its expansion. And that is important to realize, that this is a for-profit entity. This is not a benevolent act on the behalf of the PGA Tour. At the same time, the Senate launched investigations into funding from Public Investment Fund into the PGA Tour. Their intent, as they phrased, was to protect a cherished public institution. And they also had the Department of Justice looking into potentially a monopolistic intent with the PGA Tour. So all of these things happen after that announcement. So the PGA Tour formed a partnership with the Strategic Sports Group. $1.5 billion, we're told, has been invested into the PGA Tour currently. And from initial, though nothing officially was ever said, but from initial behind-the-scenes conversations about what PIF would put in, $1.5 billion would be potentially as much as 50% higher than we initially were told. So that money came in. That stabilizes the PGA Tour from the standpoint that they don't need to make a quick decision. So negotiations, presumably, from what we can see from the outside looking in, have, I would say, stalled, to use that terminology, between the PGA Tour and PIF. We don't know what has caused that 11 months to elapse and a deal not to have happened yet. All we have is speculation. We're told that the team aspect could be a hang up between the two leagues. There's various things that we're told. It could be the 54 whole format, which John Rahm said this week that he thinks, well, if it needs to go to 72, make it go to 72. The fact that someone of John Rahm's stature would mention that particular issue specifically probably means that there's fire where that smoke is. So that, you know, not to get too bogged down in the kind of the corporate side, the negotiation side with all this, Amy, because I think that's actually what is fatiguing people.
Yes, yes.
But that is what's happened in some of what we know behind the scenes.
Matt Adams is with us from Augusta National, where they're in a bit of a rain delay. Won't start before 9 a.m. Eastern, is what he said. By the way, Matt, for the first time ever, I was in Augusta in January, and It happened that the gate was open, and my host, I was there to speak at a conference, my host drove by slowly three times, and I got to peer down Magnolia Lane, and I'm telling you, just being close to it, I was like, oh, I understand what all the buzz is about.
Yeah, it's something to see, especially where you drove by and there's a sign out there, Augusta National Golf Club, and the bamboo that they have is on the border of the street that you can't see through anyways because there's a fence beyond that it's also it has a green, call it a tarp, I guess.
Yep.
But when you get a chance to glimpse down Magnolia Lane, you realize how skinny it is, you realize how short it is, but you also realize it's kind of a stairway to heaven.
Oh, yes, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. I got chills. So, Matt, as we get set for the tournament, we know Tiger is back. How does he look? That's probably what people care more about than anything else right now.
You know, I think the funny thing is, what I love with Tiger, it's at a point of comedy. And I'm a Tiger fan, obviously, like everybody. I want him to go there and perform well. I think we all love, one of the things we love about sports, at least, is that we all love the prospect of seeing history in our midst, right? Lots of times history happens and we don't even see it. We don't even know it until we look back on it in retrospect. But there's certain times when you know it. Caitlin, right? UConn back-to-back.
Yes.
Tiger winning in 2019. There's things that we see there. We call our kids into the room and our friends and we go, hey, you got to see this. You can't believe what's going on. So Tiger, it's the same thing every single time. Tiger told us he was going to play once a month. But Tiger couldn't play once a month. Tiger withdrew from the Genesis, told us that it was illness. In this press conference, he kind of intimated, well, I wasn't ready. The game wasn't ready. Body wasn't ready. So he didn't play the once a month. So the question is, how long do we as fans continue to believe? But we're fans, so we're going to continue to believe. And Tiger sits before us, and they said, well, Tiger, you know, this week, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, is this the point where we start to see as more or less a ceremonial golfer? I mean, are you happy to be back for these purposes? And Tiger looks at him with, you know, no expression in his face. He goes, I'm just here to win. I'm here to win. And everyone goes, oh, maybe Tiger is ready. Maybe this is it. Fred Couples plays a practice round with him, widely distributed to the media saying he didn't miss a shot. And we go, is this it? He's back again and we're ready with Tiger? And then Tiger goes out and he tells us he's been practicing at home and playing well with friends and all this. And he struggles. And if he makes it through two rounds, it is absolutely remarkable because he has it in five of the last seven starts. So,
right.
And then the press goes up to him, puts a microphone in his face and say, Tiger, you told us you were ready and everything was good. And he goes, guys, what do you want? I'm put together like a robot. I can only do so much. And I'm like, Tiger, you set the expectations, right? So we're seeing that again. But I, again, reiterate, hope that Tiger plays the golf of his life and does something historic.
Mm.
But the likelihood of it is extremely thin.
Gotcha.
I hope at this point that we see Tiger play at least one good round. He's scheduled in the afternoon today. He's scheduled in the morning tomorrow. And I think that was Augusta National doing him a favor. Because this afternoon, the golf course is still going to be soft. We don't know yet what the peak of the winds are going to be because the veracity of the forecast is actually mitigated somewhat from what we saw just 24 hours ago. So the afternoon, if the winds lay down at all, he's going to be in a softer golf course that'll go into the evening and they tend to settle.
Then
he's early on Friday morning, which means he's going to get tucked, you know, subject to whatever they have to do with catching up. He's going to get sucked into those morning hours where the wind is not going to be as strong as it will be in the afternoon on Friday. I think they're doing him a huge, huge favor. Now, interestingly enough, Phil Mickelson was not granted that. He's the complete opposite. Maybe that was deliberate. I don't know. But he's got the complete opposite schedule that he's got to face. So for Tiger Woods, I think we have to measure our expectations, notwithstanding what our heart says.
Okay.
Our mind says for Tiger Woods that I think he's going to struggle just to make the cut.
Gotcha. Matt, I just have about 20 seconds. Do you think that Caitlin Clark is more recognizable than Scottie Scheffler right now?
Oh, yeah, 100%. No doubt about it. I can give that to you in 5 seconds.
All right. Just because it feels like maybe this is just me. It feels like if there was a different champion, Scottie's amazing, but maybe golf could market him a little bit better. Or maybe they just need Caitlin Clark to take up golf. I don't know.
Well, it's also personality driven.
Yes.
And Scottie Scheffler that's the reason why he's such an amazing champion, because he's not driven by the fame.
Right.
He's not driven by the voices in his head, doubts or anything else.
Yeah.
He just goes out there and does Scottie Scheffler.
And he's automatic, so we'll see. He is the favorite at the Masters when they get underway. You can find Matt Adams on Twitter at Matt Adams FOL, his Fairways of Life show. He's there at Augusta National, braving the rain, and we're always glad to talk to you, Matt. Thank you.
Pleasure. See ya.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.